Good morning. This past week, Maseches Erevin, Daf Nun Aleph, fourth parak, Daf Nun Aleph. Today we're gonna focus on the Gemara on Malchum and Beis, but we have to go back to the Mishnah on Memketzom and Beis. We're discussing Machlokes in the Mishnah. So let's see the Mishnah on Mem Tes Amud Beis. The Mishnah starts as follows: Mish Baba Derech, person is on the way, V'chosh Choloi, and it's getting dark, it's getting late. V'hiyamakir Ilon Egeder, he's not gonna make it home. V'hiyamakir Ilon Egeder. He needs to make an erev in order to make it back home, and what he would like to do is that he wants to make his makom shvisa to be a little further ahead, not where he is right now. And he needs that extra that extra space in order to make it back home. Well, he's makir ilan egeder v'amar shisasi tachtav v'amar klum shisasi be'ikrei. If he says shisasi tachtav, like we saw last time, if he's not misayim m'mokim, that could be problems. Machikis Rav and Shmuel. However, if he says shisasi be'ikrei, he designates clearly where his dalet ames are going to be. So the Mishnah says that he could be kainish fis over there. Therefore, Mahalach Mimakam Ragla Nikre, Al Payim Amu, he'll be kainish fis there, and therefore will Cheshvin his Tchum from there. 2,000 Amos in each direction. No, he's over here. His Mokam Shvis is over here. So he'll be kainish from over here. He'll have these 2,000 Amos, those 2,000 Amos. Therefore, he could walk from where he is right now, 2,000 amos, and another 2,000 amos, he'll be able to walk to make it his house, which is 4,000 amos away. He could walk from where he's standing till that place where his makom shvis is 2,000 amos, and then another 2,000 amos over there. Nimtz mahach meshech hashecha abas alpayim amos. Okay, that's that halacha that we saw, right? This is referring to when a person is being kind of shvisa. The sugi refers to as mokom pliny. He doesn't have pass. Not only is he not using pass, but he's not even standing in the place where he's being kind of shvisa. Right? He's being kind of shvisa in some place further on that he's designating and specifying where that is. That's what the sugi by us calls mokom pliny. And that's what he wants to be kainish shvisa.
This is the higher makir.
Yeah. If he's makir, that means he recognizes, he's able to designate that place. So now that's a condition. If in order for this to work, to be kainish shvisa in some place which is further on, so you have to be able to recognize some over there a specific dalet ames, and then that's that loch over here. That if you refer to that, you say I'm shvisasi over there. Then you can be kainish shvisa.
Does he have to see it, or he has to just know?
No, he has to see it. Okay, so that's this first case. And the Gemara, which again, the Gemara, the sugya by us, refers to this as called being kainish shvisa, being mokum pliny, in that place. Now the mission continues. Amen amakim, ayushen boki ba'alochim. If he's not going to be doing this, he can't do this. Right? One of two reasons. Either he's not makir, he doesn't know of a landmark further out there in order to do this, or any baki b'alocha, he doesn't know that lahalocha he could do such a thing. He's out on the road and he says shisasi b'mkaymi. I want to be kind of shisa right where I am, right where I'm standing. Zochaloy m'kaymi al paimam l'chol ruach. So he's out over here, didn't put down any pass. His zochle mokam raglev, his mokam shvisa is exactly where he's standing, and his tchum is measured around that. Which, in truth, is a step easier than the previous case in the Gemara. The previous case, he's not even standing there, right? In this case, so it's even is simpler to understand than his kind of shvisa where he actually is. Okay, then over here there's a machlokes exactly how you measure the tchum in general. Agulos, omrubois. We'll leave that for now. Now let's skip that to the next line. Vizuhi sha'omru. Vizuhi sha'omru ha'oni ma'arev b'raglov. This is what was referred to when it was said ha'oni, an oni could be ma'arev b'raglov. An oni doesn't need pass. He could be ma'arev b'raglov. Omrav Meir. Ono ein lono ela oni. The Meir says this halacha is limited only to an oni. Only to an oni. Someone who's an usher. We'll see in a moment what the what categorizes the oni of an usher. Right? But right now we'll just refer to these two categories as oni and usher. Meir, Zokra Meir, Meir's Machmer, and he says, Ono ein lono ela oni. This halacha for us, right, we only have oni. It only applies to an oni. Not to an usher. Someone who's in the category of an usher cannot do this. Abhuda says, no, this halacha applies not only to an ani, but even someone who's an usher. Loi omru, ma'arvim bipas. It wasn't said to make an eivra pass. This halacha, which we're familiar with, that make an eivra pass, to put down the most and shesu this with pass. That wasn't said. That was only said in order to make it easier for the usher, that he shouldn't have to go out and stand, right? So he could send his food. He shouldn't have to do that. See, so this part of the Mishnah is saying that this that we're allowing to be ma'arav v'raglov is not a contradiction with this that we know that there's a din of ma'arav pass. On the contrary, Ma'arav pass is really a kula. Right? The main way, the best way to be kind of shvisa is if you're actually there. Right? Chazal allowed a kula that an usher shouldn't have to be standing there, ben ashmoshes, so they allowed him to send pass. Okay, this is the light translation of the Mishnah, and the Gemara by us over here is gonna direct exactly which parts of the Mishnah who's saying what. Okay, but this is a general. What the mission? So one more time, that we have in our mission over here two categories of Kniyas Shvisa without pass. You could have either to be Kainim Bimkaimi, in the place where I am, it's called Ma'arav Baraglov. When you say Bimkaimi, right where I'm standing, I want to be Kainim Shvisa where my feet are right now. That's one case. And a bigger Chiddush that the mission discussed first is that when he's saying I want to be Kainim Shvisa, I'm not complaining. There's no pass, he's not even standing where he wants to be kind of shvisa. That's the first din of the Mishnah. And the Mishnah makes mention over here of an Erev pass, which is not, there's no case in the Mishnah of Erev pass. And the Mishnah just makes a mention that the din, this that we find, halacha, being an Erev pass, that in itself is actually a kula. That's the Mishnah saying over here. Therefore, to be ma'arav baraglov is even better. That's what this Mishnah seems to be saying. Okay? Now, as far as the group of Oni and Osher, when we say Oni and Osher, what are we referring to over here? What constitutes Oni and Osher? The Ritva talks like this. The heavy idea, right? Makes a point over here. You should know. The Oni va Osher hamurim beinyan zeh, Oni and Osher, which are discussed in this sugya, loy Oni Oni mamish, loy Osher Osher mamish. It doesn't mean, you know, someone has means, doesn't have means. That's not the characteristics of Oni Osher Nara Sugya. And he brings a raya, maybe we'll get to him, at the end of the Sugya, that we have people that actually were very poor, right? they were actually making an Erev Tum in order to get food. Nevertheless, in Hilchas Erevin, they were considered Ashirim. And they being a rider at the end of the Sugya. Elo. Shekoli. Kol she ikar yitzi osay loy hoysa likno shvisam. That anyone who the reason why he's out there is not for knias shvia purposes, the reason why he's on the road is for other reasons, he's traveling. Elo mikrohu shahoyaloi. Mipnei shechosh loy baderech. He's out there for other reasons. He's traveling. And it happens to me that it's getting late. Zehu hanikra ani. That is considered an ani. That means he's out there not for a purpose of setting up his area. He's out there because he's on the road. That's considered an ani. Now the Ritva says something in addition. He says, Vafilu b'shiyesh lepas pasale. Even if this person has in his backpack plenty of food, he's still considered an ani that was given the dinim of the kulos of an ani. And the Bible explained, the kivon derubam ein lehem pas b'salom, since most people in his situation don't have pas, sulay pol rabbonon, the rabbonon didn't make a difference, v'nos lam eshus la'av b'ragleim, and they gave such a person permission to be ma'arev with his feet, k'deish yuchol lechol es pita, in order that he could eat the pas that he has. Right, so it seems to be like this, is that were we to say that a person on the road who has pas with him available to be used as an erev, then we wouldn't necessarily consider such a person, the mere fact that he's out on the road, an ani. But since most of the time, the person who's out on the road wasn't planning on being there, so he doesn't really have extra food, you know, to leave as the Erev. So therefore, such a situation, we view him as someone who doesn't have pass. Now whether he actually has or not is doesn't make any difference at this point, according to the way the Rizvah says. So again, when we talk about an Oni in this situation, is someone who's out on the road for any other reason other than the purpose of setting up an Erev.
He's stuck.
He's traveling. He's in the middle of traveling. Right? So such a person is considered an Oni. He has the coolest of Oni, regardless whether his backpack is full or not of food. Doesn't make a difference. For Chol Sha'emi B'irai, however, any person who is in his town, his home, wants to become a shvisa someplace else. When we talk about Osher is either the person who's in his house actually, or the person who left his house with the purpose of setting up an Erev. Right? So the reason why he's on the road is for the purpose of setting up an Erev itself. This person is considered an Osher for these purposes. Even if he doesn't have any pass. The Rav Hayoyshim Mebeisam, most people who are at home, are Hayoyshim Mebeisam Ever Shabbos, or they left their house Ever Shabbos to be Kanish Shvisa, Yeshlam Pass, they do have Pass. Ayeshum Oichel, Acher Besalom, they have some food. So we assume that anyone in that situation, coming from his house, has food. You have food, so you have the ability to be Ma'arif with Pass. So even if it happens that the person, you know, doesn't have any, right, he's very poor and, you know, he's at home but he doesn't have anything, he's still considered an Osher as far as this is concerned. Sula pol rabbonon, but it didn't make a difference. So this is what Rav is saying, right? That the Osher and Ani is, an Ani is someone who's out on the road for anything else other than the purpose of setting up an Erev. An Osher is someone who's either at his house, or even if he's on the road, but he left his house in order to set up an Erev. Now, the Ritva says, he says that this is This is what Rashi in our sugya seems to hold. Rashi on the Mishnah says like this: "Vizel Shomru." The Mishnah we just saw back on Mentes on the base. Vizel Shomru could go in there. Rashi says, "Shuhu ba b'derech ve'ein imay pass." Such a person, he's on the way and he does not have any pass, any bread. The hashto oni, onihu. Now he's in the category of oni. Lo hitiru chacham la'arv ragle pass. So this Rashi, the Mishnah, would be mashma, maybe otherwise. And the truth of the matter is that the Beis Yosef is medayik from this Mishnah, from the Rashi Mishnah, that there really are two conditions. Right? Rashi says, what makes him an oni koyishu bo b'derech? First of all, he's on the way. Second of all, any my pass. So this fashion we mashma that there is no loy plug, like the Ritva is making it. Ritva says that once you're on the way, there's no difference, right? Since most people don't have, so even if you happen to have, it doesn't make a difference. This fashion we mashma, not like that.
Looks like a misprint with the word loy.
Misprint in the word loy.
Ani hu loy.
In other words, there's a comma between the word who and loy.
Oh.
Right? The hashta anihu.
No.
It's right. Look.
Oh.
Put the comma after the word who. Right? The hashta anihu. Now, since you have these conditions, he's in the category of an ani. Loi hitiru to him, to such a person.
Right?
Okay, that's how we read the Rashi. Okay, so there's a discussion in the poskim what Shittas Rashi is. Back upon him, but this is the general idea. Definitely, like Rav is telling us that the oni osher nesugi is not what it might mean in other situations. It definitely has to do over here with his ability to use pass or not. And then there's a cheshbon of a loy plug that the ritual goes with. Okay. So now we can start the sugi that we want to see. Let's turn to an aleph, omen aleph on the bottom. So we saw that there's a machlekes in the Mishnah between Rav Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. Right? That much is clear. They're arguing, we'll see in a certain case, we'll see that there's a discussion in the Gemara, is that what's the case that they're arguing on. There's machlekes in Meir and Rabbi Yehuda in a certain situation, whether the heter to make the Erev, to be kind of shvisa in this way, is limited only to an ani, or it's allowed to an osher just as well as an ani. Right? The mayor is the one who's machmer, the mayor says only ani, and the one says no, even an osher. Zok the Gemara, Omar Rav Nachman. Nachman says, Machlokes bimkoimi. The Machlokes of the mayor of Yehuda is bimkoimi. Is in a situation where he's, Mekami means my place, where he's standing right now, and he wants to be kind of shvisa right where his feet are, right? Which is the easier of the two cases in the Mishnah. Zokt Yad Nachman, the machloikis is bimkoimi. Even bimkoimi, there's machloikis. Even in such a case, the mayor is going to limit it only to anari nana. Right? The mayor sovan, ikr eriv pass. The main way to be ma'arv is with a pass. So therefore, if you're not using pass, you're already need a kula. Only who the killer abon eluya, only to an on the abon will make avul osher loy, an osher not. Rabbi Huda Sova, Rabbi Huda says, he's one who says that in this case of bimkoimi, echad oni ve'echad osher, the reason why he says that an osher could do this also, Zokt Gemara, because Yehuda Sava Iker Erev Beregel. The main way to make an Erev, on the contrary, is Beregel. Therefore, Echad Ani ve'Echad Asher. Therefore, since this is the main way to make an Erev, by standing there, so definitely an Asher could help just as well. Avol Bimokim Pliny. So the Machlek, as we just said, was Bimkoimi. How about Bimokim Pliny? which means that you want to be kaneshvisa in a designated place, some place further up. So you're not even standing there. Rav Nachman says, but in that situation, everyone agrees, even Rabbi Yehuda's masking, that's limited to an oni. That's a kula, and the kula only helps for an oni, and not for an asha.
So according to Rav Meir, by the Mekonim, how could it be possible that you'd be an oni?
We discussed before. He's out on the way.
No, he's Mekonim.
No, Mekonim means that where my feet are. He's on the way. Mekonim doesn't mean my house. Mekonim means where I'm standing as opposed to someplace further out. And in this case over here, he's on
so
the
he
road.
He wants to make an Erev.
No, he wants to be Kanish Visa.
It's not the case of the Mishnah then.
No, it is. Right? The case
of the Mishnah is he wants to get home. Yeah, he needs 4,000 amos to get home, which means by necessity, we're talking about more complaining.
Well, there's two cases in the Mishnah, right? It ain't a market. The second case in the Mishnah, if he doesn't do that, so he figured, okay, I won't get home, but I want to be able to.
So he's not getting home.
Yeah, in this case, he's not going to get home, okay. Right. But that's clear that there is such a case like this in the Mishnah, right? The Mishnah says, "Im ain't a market, or yish ain't a baki ba loch, or amar shusasi bim koimi." Right? Still in the Chanam, I don't punish you, right over there. Okay. Let's get a little background for this. First sheet of Gemara, Nachman sheet. Right, we see from Gemara over here, Rav Nachman discusses that what is the main or best way to be kind of shvisa when you're not actually in your house. There's two tzedodim. There's what Gemara talks about ma'ariv pas or to be ma'ariv beregim. Ikar erev pas or ikar erev beregim. It would be a svara to say that ikar erev pas, that a person, he has his meal over here, this is kaiveya, where his place is for Shabbos, even though he personally is not there. The person is nimshach boza mezoinai. And there's another svara in the to say that rather than where his food is, but where he actually is, where he's standing, that's the ikar mokum shvisa. So as far as being setting up an erev means you want to be kaveya or makna shvisa other than your house, that there's two possibilities what the best way to do it would be. Right? And we know that there are two things, we're using two things, it's pas and regal. Which is the ikr one and which is the kula? Obviously, the ikr way that the best way to do it and the way it's supposed to be done, of course, will help for an asher also. There's no kula involved. That's the ikr hadin. So in that way, an asher will be just as good as an ani. The difference between an oni and osha is when you can't even make it, right? You're allowing a leniency over here. So then there will be room to say that leniency is limited to an oni and not an osha. Now the Gemara says like this: Contra Nachman, the machlekes in the Mishnah, which is a machlekes whether this specific case, this heter, applies only to an oni or even to an osha. Rav Nachman says that the machlekes over here is b'mokum b'mkoymi. That means even if he's standing right over, he wants to be kind of shvisa where his feet are, right? But on that, Rav Meir says is that that's only for an oni, not for an osher. Now, what would be the explanation to that? Why not an osher? So that's what the Gemara explains. Must be that Rav Meir holds that this way of doing things is already using a kula. There's not really the ikar way of doing it. This is already using a kula. Since using a kula, that's why it's limited to a oni.
What's the kula? The
Raglav
is a kula?
Raglav is a kula, right? Well, since that's why, right? But that's the cheshbon has to be. If an usher can't do it, must be that this is not the ikar takana.
Why shouldn't the usher get the same kula?
Okay, yeah, we'll see in a second, right? But this has to be the cheshbon, right? Because that's poshut. That, of course, the ikar way to make the erev oni and asher all the same, right? Mm-hmm. So if we're finding that there's a difference between oni and asher, must be that this that what we're talking about now is not the main way of making an erev. So therefore, the Gemara says that if a mayest, if Kontar Nachman, we're talking about that he's being ma'ariv rag bim koimi, he's being making the erev where his feet are right now. Nevertheless, Rav Meir holds that that's limited to an Oni, not an Osher, must be that he holds that Ikra Erev is the pass. It's not in this way. It's the pass. This, to be Ma'ariv Ragav, is a Kula. They allow that for a person that doesn't have pass. You have pass, fine. So you could do it with your feet, right? To be Ma'ariv Ragav. So that's the difference. The reason why an Osher wasn't given this Kula is because he doesn't need the Kula.
Right?
The proper way to do it, he could do it. An Osher is someone that mentioned that either he's in his house right now, or he left his house with the purpose of setting up an Erev. So on that, Chazal said, listen, you have pass at home, so you know why you're leaving to set up the Erev, so use your pass. Right? There's no reason for us to allow a leniency over here. But an Oni is someone that doesn't have pass, or generally in his situation doesn't have pass, so he doesn't have the pass. That's what Chazal allowed him to make the Erev in a different way, Baraglov. So that's why, according to Rav Nachman, the Machlekes Rav Meir of Yehuda is talking about someone who's been koimi, he's being koinishvis with his feet are over here. The explanation of Shitas Rav Meir, who's Machmir, and says that only an Onikdur and not an Osher, is because he holds Ikar Erev is Bepas. The way it's being done now, even if he's saying, I want to be koinishvis where I'm standing, that itself is a Kula, Ikar Erev is Bepas. This Kula was only given to an Oni, not to an Osher. Now that's what the Gemara means. The Gemara says, the Meir suffer Ikra Erev Bepas. That's what it means. The main way to make an Erev, the Ikra, proper way to make an Erev is really Bepas. Once you're talking about Raglayim, even the best case of Rega, which has been Koimi, which you're actually standing, that in itself is a Kula. Once that's a Kula, so that's limited to an Oni, that he doesn't have, that was only given to an Oni because he doesn't have the pass to do it. However, an Osher that has pass, the Kula wasn't given to him. That's a Meir Shita. Rabbi Yehuda holds, in this case over here, that Echad Oni ve'Echad Osher, right? Both could do it. Why is it that an Osher could do it also? So Rabbi Nachman says, the explanation is because he argues in the original assumption over here, he holds that Ikar Erev is Beregel, not Bepas. Ikar Erev is Beregel. If Ikar Erev is Beregel, so what's going on over here is the proper way, the main way to make your Erev. Of course, that was said for an Asher also. This is the right way. That's why he holds that in this case over here, when you're being Kaneshvis, it's being Koimi, Echar Ani, Echar Asher, because there's no cool happening over here. It's not cool at all. This is the Ikar Hadin. Being that is so, that everyone agrees that when you're coming on to a Kula, that's only limited to an Oni, not an Osher. This that a Meir holds, that Bimkami an Osher can be also, it's not a Kula at all. That's the Rabbi Yehuda, right? That's the Ikar Hadin. So it would follow, like, therefore, the next case, Bimokom Pliny, when you're being kind of shvisa over there by that tree, this is definitely a Kula. This is not, even if you hold Ikar Erev is Beregel, but you got to be standing there, right? To stay over there, that's definitely a Kula. So if you're using a Kula, everyone agrees that Kulas were only said for an Oni and not for an Osher. Avo Bimokom Pliny, Devri HaKoyal Oni in Osher Loi. Machlekes is only place where he's standing, but to be kind of shvisa in a place further on, everyone agrees that's limited to an Ani, not to an Osher. Like we just explained the Cheshbon, because even Rabbi Yehuda, who said that an Osher kill only because that's the Ikar Hadin, and we're not dealing with a Kula. But once you're dealing with a Kula, even Rabbi Yehuda agrees to Rameh. Kulas were only said to an Ani, not to an Osher. Now the Gemara continues and explains the Mishnah, how you read the Mishnah according to this. V'zui sha'amru man katani lo Rameir. If you look back in the Mishnah, the Mishnah says, the Mishnah had discussed two cases, right? Both of these cases that we discussed. The first case in the Mishnah is what we call Mokom Pliny. The second case, that's the Mishnah Bombadarech, V'hoyamakir Ilan. And the Mishnah says, she saw it works. That case is what we refer to as b'makom pleni. The next case in the Mishnah, im eini makeh, and he says shvisasi b'mkomi, right? That's b'mkomi yavah gemara. So the two cases over here, and the Mishnah says over here by that star, v'zuhi sh'amru ha'onei ma'av b'ragla, v'omra meir anu ein lanu ela ani. So the Gemara now tells us over here, v'zuhi sh'amru man katani lo. Rav Meir, this that it says in the Mishnah Zuisha Amru, which the Mishnah is limiting the heter to an ani, that's Rav Meir talking. Va'ahekoi, in what case is that going on? The Mishnah says it's going on a'ene makir o'sh'ene baki ba'aloch, which that case is the case where he's being ma'arev b'mokum raglov. Right? According to Rab Nachman, the machlekes is even in this case, even in the simpler of two cases. Eini makish eini boki ba'alochas. He doesn't know that he could do it further on, right? So he does it b'mokum raglov. That's where Rameh is going on. Rameh is saying that is only good for an oni. Now at the end of the Mishnah, that's referring to this after Rabbi Yehuda says his shita. Rabbi Yehuda omer echad ani ve'echad asher. Now the last line in the Mishnah, like omru ma'av mepas el lahokel al ha'asher, that the Mishnah over here is explaining and is saying that being ma'arav the pas is the kula, but the ikar hadin is to be ma'arav raglav. This is Rabbi Huda Shita. So Rabbi Huda's talking, right? We'll see why the Gemara is making a point. I mean, it seems it's pretty apparent. I mean, wasn't Rabbi Huda the last person who spoke? We'll see. It's not so simple. According to the other man on the Mishnah, this statement over here is not limited to Rabbi Huda. Right? That's why the Gemara has to speak this out. Right? But according to Rabbi Nachman saying, this statement is Rabbi Huda Shita. Right? That's why Rabbi Huda holds over here that b'mkaymi an usher also could, because ikr erev is b'regel, pass itself as a kula. Okay, so this is Rab Nachman Shita in the Mishnah. Okay, now we're going to have another man, the Omar, which is going to say that the machleik is actually is not in this case. Right, this case everyone holds that echad on echad usher. The machlekes is in the other case, in the bigger chiddush of a case when you're saying b'makom pleni. Let's see. The Gemara says Rav Chisda Amar machlekes b'makom pleni. Rav Chisda says no. The machlekes actually is in b'makom pleni, which again is the bigger chiddush of the two cases, that not only don't you have pas, but you're not even being kind of shvisa where your feet are. Right? You're being kind of shvisa someplace further on. That's where the machlekes is. According to Nachman, everyone agreed in this case that only an ani and not an asher. So according to Rav Chisda is saying no. Rabbi Huda, who is mekel, he was mekel even in this case. His sheet applies in this case also. Rav Chisda machlekes makom pleni. Rameir sover ani in the asher loy. This is where Rameir says that ani in asher loy, only an ani. Rabbi Huda sover echad ani ve'echad asher. And according to Rav Chisda, so it comes out that Rav Huda's kula extends further. Rav Huda holds that no, that in all situations, an ani and asher have the same halacha. Avuvim koimi. Now, according to the way Rav Chisda is learning, that if the machlekes is in the case of the chiddush, so in the simpler case, according to that, there won't be any machlekes, and everyone will agree that echad ani echad asher. Everyone agrees, echad ani ve'echad asher. Now the Gemara explains, according to what we already started seeing, the reason why according to Rav Chisda, that everyone holds that if you want to be kind of shvisa where your feet are, where you're standing, everyone holds echad ani ve'echad asher, is because there's no kula involved in that. Iker erev is beregel. Iker erev is beregel. Being that Iker Erev Beregel, so fine. So if you want to be kind of shvisa where your feet are, definitely will help for an asher also. So according to this, according to Rav Chisda, Everyone agrees. Even Rav Meir, who's Machmer, holds Iker Eruv's Beregel, and his Chumrah wasn't said in this simple case, because this is the Iker way to make the Eruv, to be kind of shoes with your feet on. That's what it means. Why the Iker Eruv is Beregel? What's the Machlekes according to this? The Machlekes according to this is that definitely the din of B'mokim Pliny is an extension, is a kula, and the machlekes over here seems to be that whether that kula was limited to an ani or even an osher has that kula. They didn't limit it only to once they were misak in such a way of making an eruv. It wasn't limited. It's given to an osher also. Now come down to different machlekes. So according to Rav Nachman, the machlekes is what's the din of Iker Erev? Is Iker Erev a regular Iker Erev a pass? But everyone would agree that once you're dealing with a kula, it was only said to an ani and not to an osher. That's why if you want to be kind of more complaining, everyone agrees ani in osher loy. According to Rav Chisda, there's no machlekes in what the main way to make the Erev is. That everyone agrees that Iker Erev is regular. And that's why b'mokbimkaimi, everyone holds that an echad anim echad asher, because there's no kula over here. This is the main way of making it. The kula first starts off in the next case when you're saying b'mokum plaini, and on that there's a machlekes whether this kula was limited to an ani or even given to an asher. Now, according to this, the Gemara says that'll be a little bit different. Zusha amru man katani la Rameir. Fine, so definitely Rameir talking, but va'ahekoi. Rav Meir, this is the machlekes, right? Rav Meir is talking, he's saying his shita to argue on Rav Yehuda. According to this, it's not going on what we thought till now, that it's going on the case of Misha Inamaker, where he's being ma'ag v'mokim raglav, because we just said that Rav Meir agrees. Iker Erev is v'regel, so definitely an usher could do that also. So when Rav Meir says that only an oni and not an usher, he has to be talking about not that case, but he's going back on the original case of the Mishnah. Mishu Baba Derech, and he wants to be kind of Shvisa, I've been more complaining. Vahe Koi, which case is Rameir going on? Aho, on this case, Mishu Baba Derech, V'chosh Choloi. Right, the first case where he wants to be kind of Shvisa, be more complaining. Now, according to this, at the end of the Mishnah, V'loi Omru, Ma'av Mepas, El Lohokel, Man Kotonel Devrakoil. According to this, that last line in the Mishnah, when the Mishnah says, that the whole concept of Erev Pass is a kula on Asher. However, the Iker Erev is Beregel, according to this, is Kulyama, so it won't be limited to Rabbi Yehuda. So when you read the Mishnah over here, the Mishnah says, Yehuda, according to this, he's talking about the din of Mokum Pliny. Now, even some of the countries are further on. Now, the Mishnah says, Lo Omru Ma'avim Pass, this is not limited to explain his shita, because in truth, according to this, Meir also holds like this, and that's what a Meir holds, that an usher could also say shisasi bimkayim. Right? That's what comes out. The reading of the Mishnah over here is different according to Rav Nachman's way of explaining the Mishnah, the Machlokes, and Rav Chisda's way of explaining the Machlokes. This last line is basically saying the halacha of Iker Erev Beregel, and that's really what Rav Nachman and Rav Chisda are arguing about, that is there a machlekes about this point? What's Iker Erev or not? Everyone agrees Iker Erev is Beregel. If you hold like that, this last line is Divrei HaKol, no reason to limit it to Rabbi Yehuda.
What
Well, let's think for a second. What are we talking about? In Osher, we're talking about the person that he's in his house, right? And what he wants to do is
I think past Pasala, that he's on the way past Pasala.
pass besal. Well, I mean, let's go with what we saw in the ritual, right?
Yeah.
Right, where the person's in his house.
Okay.
Right, so he's in his house, and he wants to be able to say, you know, just stay where he is and say, you know, shusosi b'makom ploini. That's what he wants to do, right? So this person over here, right? He, I mean, Iker Erev is beregel, right? We gave a kula for pass, right? So you have pass and not the pass, right? The extension of allowing him to do b'makom ploini, he doesn't really need. He has a better way of doing it. And only someone who doesn't have pass is shaykh to such a thing like this. Right? But an usher basically is someone that has pass available, so he's not going to have the kula, right? According to Rameh, to be able to do such a thing. Right? And I'm saying the machlekes is usher's person in his house. Right? And he wants to be able to be kanish fisa by saying, okay, no, I'm makeh this landmark over there, I want to be kanish fisa, just like that. So on. That, since you have the ability to use pass, the Chazal didn't allow him to do that.
Even though this is
definitely a kula, right? It is not be not the berega. Yeah, no complaint.
Is
not.
Who said that pass is better? It pass itself is a kula.
Fine, pass is a kula, but I think you understand that pass itself is
better than
no complaint, right? I mean, it's over here. You have something there, right?
I'm saying that even though you can pass, use that rather than use the kula of Makan Ploini.
It's not berego. Berego means that you're there. The makom ploni by definition is lo berego.
But
it's shy to say point of Nathan, point of Yehuda, that Mokin Ploini is Ma'ar of Baragel, even though he's not there.
That's not a Ma'ar of Baragel.
He's not a Ma'ar of Pass either.
Okay.
Right, it's a third category. It's B'makom Ploini, Baraglov and B'makom B'mkomi is the same thing. That's not two separate things.
Here, let's just see one piece of Gemara over here. The Gemara goes on to bring a raya to Rav Nachman. We don't have time to see the whole braisa over here, but the Gemara brings a raya to Rav Nachman. That was the first sheet in the Gemara, that the machlekes is a machlekes. The basis of the machlekes is whether Ike Erev is Beregel or not, and therefore the Machlekes or Meir of Yehuda is, even when he's actually standing there, B'mkayimi. But according to that, everyone holds that B'mokom Ploini is Dafka Oni and not a Oshin. And Gemara brings a Raya over here in this Braisa, and in this Braisa over here, Gemara talks, brings a story that the Ritva brought as a Raya, that Oni and Osher over here have different conditions. Here, well, let's pick up more with the first wide line. Om Rav Yehuda. See that Om Rav Yehuda, Maisa v'anshe beis mamo v'anshe beis guryun v'arumo. People in these towns, shohayim mechalkin gregers v'simukim laniyim v'shnei batzeres. They gave out food, dried fruit, to poor people, b'shnei batzeres, in a hungry years, uboyin aniye kfar sichin v'aniye kfar chananya, then aniyim from neighboring towns, They came umachshich nal hatchum, and they set up an eruv. Machshich nal hatchum. Actually, they stood there. Lamochot mashkim and uboyin, and the next day they came. So Yehuda over here is bringing a raya to his shito, that he's showing that, you know, in this Gemara, the machlokes over here is specific from the previous part of the braisa, was being a raya to Reb Nachman, that the machlokes over here is machlokes bimkoimi, right? Bimkoimi, where you want to be kodesh, so where you're standing. And Yehuda brings this story as a raya to him. I'm going to show you that even an osher, if machlok is right, even an osher could be kind of shvisa b'mokem raglo, brings raya from this case over here. So that means the Gemara is assuming that these people are ashirim, right? Even though the whole case over here is their anim. See, this was Ritva's point over here, that since they're coming from their house, they left for express purpose of making an eruv, so you have a din of an osher in this Gemara, right? So that's what this Gemara is saying, that they had a din of an osher. And Abud is saying, he bring a riot to his sheep from this mice over here. That you see, people had a din of an osher, they came, and they were machshich nalkom, means that they stayed there, ben ashmoshes, they stood there, they ma'arev beraglov. And Abud said, that's a riot to my sheep, that to be ma'arev beraglov, bimokim, bimkoimi, is echer oni ve'echer osher. That's what Abud is bringing a riot over here. Right, so this is the Mitzad the Gemara itself, this is the Gemara's raya that to Reb Nachman, that the machlekes over here is, even in the simpler of the two cases, even if you want to be kind of shvisa bimkaimi bimakam raglov, and this is the Gemara that Ritva brings, that you see over here, these people actually were anim, that was going on over there, they were coming to get food because they didn't have food. Nevertheless, as far as the Erev is concerned, the guidelines for Ani and Osher are different, since they were coming from their house, they had to have a din of an Osher. And that's what Rabbi Yehuda saw, that I see in this Araya, that the din of Ma'arev Beraglov was said even to an Osher.